Live, on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. As Miss Terry Bell said, I got my Terry Bell to my Terry. You have Terry Bell, who's our news director, and Terry Barr. Sorry, Terry's. Sorry to the Terry's. We are here on location live at Culver's in Richland Center, Wisconsin, for the big new bacon extravaganza. That's right. They have upgraded their bacon here at Culver's. All Culver's, not just the Richland Center, everywhere. And you can go to your local Culver's, wherever that may be, wherever you're listening to us, and get free bacon while supplies last on any sandwich today only. We're not fooling. It is no April Fool. I am joined by Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, who normally joins us on Wednesdays from Washington, D.C. He is back here in his home state of Wisconsin. He'll be with me all week. And we are joined locally by the station manager and the voice of WRCO Country and Community, NWRCE News from the Center, Mr. Philip James Nee. Phil, always great to have you along.
Good afternoon. Following Dale Schultz, that's a tough thing. What did you put me in? That's like following Elvis or something.
You're a pro. You're a pro. Trigvi and I are traveling around the state. We're here in Richland Center today. We're in La Crosse tomorrow, then on to Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley, basically, and then over to Stevens Point and ending the week in Green Bay. We are calling it the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trigvi.
And we're even buying the beer.
We're buying the
cheese curds.
It's that. A beer float?
A beer float. A root beer float.
Maybe. Root beer float. Yeah. There you go.
Let's focus on the radio, guys. And Phil, you and I have known each other a long time. How many years have you been here at the Civic Media property, now Civic Media, but you've been with WRCO locally for how many years?
Well, in August this year, it will be 38 years, right?
Okay.
Started in 86. So there we go. Yeah. I was on the math team. I'm a little slow today, but
And your high school, Ithaca, had a great math team, by the way.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I was a good locker room guy. For
that. The towel boy.
Yeah, right.
They started sweating.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All of my ventures in high school were actually to meet young women at the time, you know.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and you know, trying to see, you know, like some smart girls I could maybe get a date with, but I was never successful with that either. So.
But you did okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Eventually.
You're lovely.
Didn't add up.
It just didn't add up.
But radio is something. I mean, I know this, but people that don't hear you every week, and by the way, you can if you just download the Civic Media app, and it's free on your Apple or Android device, and then go to WRCO Country and Community. You can hear Phil every morning. He's the local voice, and then also on Saturday nights, you've had a show that you started. Year one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, year one.
Those Absolutely. Were the days, and tell folks a little bit about those were the days.
Well, we play 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s rock and roll, and it's right for my collection. I've been collecting vinyl since 1971, and CDs and every other format that came along. I bought some of the albums five times on different formats, you know, but we play those on Saturday night, and now being a part of a statewide network is pretty cool because we've got a big map of the state at the station, and we're starting to put pins in, like, where people check in, and that's really, really cool. Who knew? It used to be, you know, Boaz, which is about, 5 miles that way. That's, you know, hey, good night, we've got Boaz listening tonight.
He needs to have Zommers and I come on and talk music with them and
absolutely
listen to some boss gags.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
There you go.
And Trigvi, really, he is the social media engine here because, you know, when he's on, our numbers go way up.
I love that idea.
Right.
he can really boost the numbers for those.
I can get you national. I'm not sure in Wisconsin, but I can get you some national people. And we're finding Wisconsin people all over, which begs a question, Todd. We forgot to ask Allison a very important question. Yeah. In the other 24 states across America where there are Culver's, are they also changing the bacon, and can they get free bacon today?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yes.
Well, there you go. So if you're in any of the 24 states, and here's what I found out. You can go to the website. I know there is not one in Virginia, but you can go to the website, and you can see in every state where they have them. Right. And there are a bunch of them, obviously, outside of the state of Wisconsin.
Phil, do you have a favorite Culver's menu item that your go-to?
I like the grilled chicken. I'm kind of absolutely. But it's all good, that's for sure. And who could turn down the fried cheese curds?
Oh my gosh. We had some.
They're right here. Yeah, I see
that. Help yourself.
A little
cold, but go ahead. Oh, I mean, we're still okay.
You can eat your cheese curds cold.
Oh, yeah. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Phil and I did a lot of high school games together, and he still does. And I mean, you know what it's like, Phil. Sometimes you're eating cold food all the time.
Absolutely. People will bring you food, you know, and it's hard, like a brat, you know. And in between innings, you only have like a minute. So you're like, and then, welcome back, you know.
And I think that's one of the important things. I mean, one of the things that makes Wisconsin great, and I know there's other places, right? Mm-hmm. You just mentioned being out in Texas, Friday Night Lights, mm-hmm. whatever. But like the local schools and the sports being the center of the communities and the hubs of the communities. And, you know, I mean, we are a state that has like the smallest city with an NFL franchise. Like, there is a real love of sort of small town sports that's critical. And to have the chance to cover that and watch that over time, you know, central to who the community is, who comes from these places.
Right. I think that's the important thing about local radio.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I always say we're the eyes of the people that can't be there. And it's been a pleasure. I'm on my second generation of athletes that grew up in the area, and probably not too far away from the third.
Right. you watch the parent wrestle or play basketball or volleyball, and now their kid is doing that.
And their kid is doing it. Wow. So, and we're supposed to have a baseball game today, but I don't know. Wisconsin weather, I think we may not.
They're talking snow tonight, Phil.
I know.
In some parts
tomorrow,
of the state.
Tomorrow night, too.
Yeah.
Slushy.
It's not
snow.
That bad.
No, it's as long as I have a booth.
You can play golf today.
You can play golf. But I'll tell you, I've been out on a lot of 40, 35 degree days, you know, and you're like, here's the pitch, and you're like, and you hear the wind blowing in the background. And
that's the question. If you had a choice, would you rather do a spring baseball or softball game or a late fall football game?
I'd go with football every time just because the spring weather is so cold and damp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just goes right through you.
Right.
I think Trigby hit on it a little bit, but Phil. But we're talking to Phil Nee, the local station manager and voice of WRCO and WRCE, the civic media property here in Southwest Wisconsin. Phil, you had this great call. I keep going back to it because you and Henry Bray, another local guy here at WRCO, had this great call. Ithaca, tell folks what Ithaca is like, where you grew up, and they went to the state baseball championship last year. Tell us a little bit about Ithaca and that game and how this is what brings our communities together.
Well, it's very much like all the small communities in Wisconsin that still have high school. You know, I believe their population, I don't know what the population is of the district, but school enrollment is 120, you know.
Right.
And so one of the smallest schools in the state. And to get there, and no offense to private schools, but you got to play a lot of private schools to get there. And, you know, the kids that come from here aren't from the richest families.
Yep.
So when they get to that level, and you know, I just think, I hear the call that I made, I hear that playback, and I hear how emotional I was. I was, just because it's just such a David and Goliath thing that they made it all the way and won the state championship. One game that went 9 innings, they had to come back in, and the other one they were down 7 runs and came back and won, you know, in unlikely fashion. So.
Yeah.
It was quite the story.
It's really the high school version of the movie Hoosiers.
In some ways,
In baseball, really. You know, it was this little school that came back and did it. But just like Hoosiers, I mean, Ithaca, the whole area cleared out. I mean, I think everybody and their brother went to that game.
Turn off the street light when you leave town, you know. That's about how it was. But it's more of that. It's more than the school district. It's the whole southwestern Wisconsin area, because we had accolades from everywhere, like, that really appreciated the fact, you know, their conference and the area. Just, it looks good for the area when from somebody from southwest Wisconsin or whatever area you're from makes it all the way.
And I know you host the morning show on WRCO FM 100.9 here at Richland Center. It's a local community show, and do a great job with it. I know you don't do a lot of partisan politics, and Trigby and I are not doing a lot this week either. But talk to us a little bit about the local radio, these things that you're covering, city council meetings, high school football games, these are the things, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on politically, it brings folks together.
Absolutely does. Well, the school, as you mentioned, is a center of the community. That brings people together. Mm-hmm. But I think here, that's something we can agree on, and some of the things that you guys have talked about, you know, refurbishing the community, you know, after losing the campus here, that's certainly an important topic. We can all agree on taxes and different things like that. So we have more in common than we have not in common, I think. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, there's so much attempts to just create narratives, you know, like around dumbing things down. And it always gets me, being from River Falls, you know, there was a politician who tweeted one day that, you know, the UW system was a woke den of indoctrination. And it infuriated me because I was in River Falls at the time and I thought, that's not what the UW River Falls is. It's the place that produces the teachers and the manager of the Walmart and the doctor, people who go off and become doctors and nurses. And it's central to who we are as a community, right? And so it just, you know, letting those kinds of, it's toxic when that happens. And I think that's one of the things, part of the reason why Todd and I wanted to do this, and you've seen this long arc going back to 86, it's really, there's the potential for that to change, and that would be really detrimental to the state of Wisconsin, because there are so many things that are great about the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, everybody kind of wants the same thing. Everybody would like to see that.
Totally.
Everybody get along, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great Kenny Chesney song, by the way.
State needs a cheerleader. We need a cheerleader.
We do need a cheerleader. Maybe Phil Knee.
You know? No, yeah. I don't think so. Because they check your past, you know. They dig up some dirt. Especially when All Ball first started at the station, we did a few things that you probably wouldn't want to have drudged up now.
Yeah, probably not. Nothing nefarious or anything, you know. But, you know, just today's April Fool's, just pranks.
Practical jokes, yeah. Right?
I know. I mean, you're our former colleague, the former owner of WRCO, Ron Fruitney, who used to have some practical jokes now and again.
We did that from time to time at the station. We used to have to go out and check the rain gauge, you know, which was outside the building. And one morning I went out there, and it was full, like 5 inches. I'm like, it hadn't rained overnight. And then I realized there was something in there. It might have been Mountain Dew, but I'm not sure.
Didn't Ron put that in there?
I don't know.
You don't know who put it. Somebody put it in
Todd,
there.
Todd, are you going to admit that you're a Minnesota Viking fan, by the way?
Oh, wait a
today?
Minute.
No, I am not saying that.
What?
April Fool's.
I was going to say.
If that ever happened, I'd be disowned.
I had to come up with something. My daughters asked if I was going to do an April Fool's on you.
That's pretty good.
I couldn't think of anything else. Yeah,
that's pretty good. All right, well, you got maybe 5 more minutes to stick around?
Yeah, I can.
All right, we'll hang out with Phil Knee a little bit more here locally in Southwest Wisconsin. Trigby Olson as well. Zomer's back at the Mission Control. We are on location at Culver's for the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here at Culver's at Michelin Center, talking about what makes Wisconsin great. The cheese beer here in Southwest Wisconsin. We are live on location at Culver's, along with Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project and Phil Knee, host of Those Were the Days and all things radio here at our Civic Media affiliate, we'll call it, I guess, or station owned here in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO, Country and Community, and WRCE, News from the Center. And Phil, that was a request by one of our former colleagues at WRCO, Jeff Perry.
That's right, Jeff Perry. Hello there. Good to hear from you.
Actually,
he wanted to know if we could play She's a Rainbow.
Yeah, no, he wanted She's a Rainbow. I played that for Phil Knee.
She's a Rainbow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Somers, Morrison isn't what makes Wisconsin. Let's get some Wisconsin music going.
Morrison played Wisconsin a couple of times.
Well, really? He might have. Uh-huh. Yeah, probably.
He did. I think he was in Milwaukee and Madison. Nope. But Light My Fire is my walk-up song. You
exactly.
Know?
Oh, is it? Oh, exactly. Yeah. When
I'm sorry. I'm the igniter.
I'll see. See, this
that's a good one.
This,
I like that.
This is why I have a young producer, because he has a good brain. I've got mad cow disease.
Okay, so were you listening when I admitted that, which is a huge chink on my man card in Wisconsin, that I took my daughters, I went to a Katy Perry concert.
Oh.
In Somers. Every intro when I would come on Wednesdays for months would play Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Oh, what a great girl dad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've got daughters.
I took them to, what's her name? Hilary Duff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. So that's probably.
Oh, my God.
I had to think about who that was.
That's way worse than Katy Perry.
She was a star of a Disney show at the time.
That's funny. Just in case. Amazing what girl dads will do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, I have this whole thing about girl dads. Being one myself, right?
Just in case I didn't introduce him, it is Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project, of Phil Need from WRCO, Station Manager, and WRCE here in Southwest Wisconsin, talking about local radio. You guys are dads and girl dads as well.
Yeah, so this is the whole thing. You know, one of the things with, right, elections coming up, or just in general, as a girl dad, like, you know, I love my wife, but my wife asking me to do things, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But when the daughters start asking, it happens fast, right? And so, like, I keep thinking that the real power of Taylor Swift is her ability to get all her Swifties on their dads.
Right. Well, it's
true. I mean, they're already getting dads to fork out $1,000 for a ticket. I wouldn't pay $1,000 to see a concert unless Freddie Mercury comes back to do one last show.
There you go. Taylor, you got to admire her marketing, though. I mean, she's more famous than Elvis.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And genuinely talented.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is.
So I was talking to a guy on my flight out here and about that fact. And so you like music, as do I. How long do you think it took the Beatles to be seen by 1 billion people?
Oh, well, took about
18 years.
Oh, by a bit.
From the time they started to the time they were seen. Now, how long do you think it took a Korean rapper who came up with the song Gangnam Style to be seen by 1 billion people? 7 days.
7 days.
So the thing is that Taylor Swift is the first musical talent to have sort of that generational thing going on in the age of the internet. Mm-hmm. And that is what, and this is what the guy was saying on the flight. He's an expert on AI, but he was saying that people don't recognize that, you know, she's as big as the Beatles. She's sold out Wembley 8 times this coming summer. And yet she's a global star in a way that no one has ever been able to be.
Yep.
And
she reaches more people.
She can reach more people and has more access to market, which is why, you know, I read a study in the Wall Street Journal, $10 billion she added to the economy.
Wow.
My goodness.
That's incredible.
And the NFL this year, she made a lot of money for them.
Yeah, exactly. But she is as big a business alone as the NFL is together.
Yeah, that's incredible. Talking to Phil Nee here along with Trigby about local radio. Things make Wisconsin great. We feel a lot of that is local radio. Phil, you've been in this business 37, 38 years. What are the things that, what things have you seen change, and why are you still passionate as ever about radio?
What changed is we used to be the source. You know, like if the football playoff pairings were coming out, or, you know, who are the Badgers playing in the NCAA tournament? We were the first one to tell you. Right. And that has changed so much. People will tell me, oh, it just came out, the Badgers are going to play. You know, and it's such an immediate thing. One of the things that I think about is the Miracle on Ice in 1980. Mm. That was played in the afternoon and played back at night. I didn't know how it came out before they played it on TV, watched it on TV, and there it was. It was so exciting. Can you imagine that today? Nobody would keep that secret.
No. And I remember back in our old station here in town, we used to have, they're called carts, so old 8-track, it looked like 8-track cassette tapes. I remember that Al Michaels call was on a cart in a file cabinet for years and years. Yep. And you could take it out and just play it now and again, but an iconic call. But you're right, radio was the source. And I think that's what makes radio powerful today, yes or no, is that places like WRCO here in Richland Center are still covering high school sports, school board meetings, city council meetings, county board meetings, And it's truly not doing it with an agenda, but simply bringing people the facts.
Right. It's the voice of the community. And that's where I'm so happy that Civic Media has that idea that local radio should stay, because there are a lot of local communities that don't have the local voice anymore. And I think that's really sad. I think when you set a computer up and just let it run, right, anybody can hear music, but you can't hear the local game, the local sports, the local, you can't hear from the mayor. You know, about things that affect your community.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so much of that, you know, you're a humble dude. I've known you a long, long time. But, I mean, a lot of that's due to you, Phil. I mean, you have carried the banner out here for years, along with former owner Ron Fruit, and before that, Peter Athanas, and before that was Peebles. You know,
Real of Peebles.
You know, lots of people that care and have made this community home, not a pass-through. And I've known Phil, you know, since I was in high school. You could have worked anywhere, my friend. You have a lot of talent, but you've chosen to dedicate your life to this community. And you're informing people during floods when the station's flooded out.
That's right. We've had a couple of times where cell towers were down. And radio was the way that you know people got their information about, you know, emergency planning and what roads to stay off of and things like that. So, yeah, I just hope that we can continue. And I think the future is, I think people are kind of getting back to the way local radio used to be. And I think Civic is doing that.
Well, vinyl's back, right?
Vinyl's
selling CDs now again this
year? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It has for several years.
Yeah.
Although albums are like $30 a piece now for a brand new album. But,
it is kind of nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Are your kids into vinyl, Trigby?
Yes, a little bit, but yeah, mostly streaming.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but it is interesting to me how much 80s, sort of 80s and 70s music has come back. With that. My daughters are 14 and 12, and like, you know, they were giddy when I took them to see Def Leppard and Motley Crue and Pat Benatar.
All right.
And they knew all the songs, right? Like, it was pretty nuts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you can hear Phil every Saturday night on your Civic Media app on WRCO. Country and Community, 6 until midnight, one of the greatest oldies programs out there. They still take requests, still has a live cowbell, and gives away great prizes and great music and interviews.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of fun with it. So, yeah.
Well, Phil, thanks for being a large part of Civic Media and local radio.
Thanks for inviting me.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Good to meet you.
Phil Nee, Trivi Olson, back with more. Don't go anywhere. News, weather, and sports next on Civic Media, right here on the Tom Arbuckle Show for a April Fool Monday. The Tallyball Show live on location from the Culvers in Richland Center, Wisconsin. A little Violent Femmes there. Trigby Olson from Lincoln
Way
Project.
Way to go, PJ. I love it. Little 1985.
Yep, he sent that comment tailgating. Right after you complained about the Doors not being a Wisconsin band, which is valid. And then he said, well, then play some Violent Femmes. And so we did.
1985,
really?
Tailgating before River Falls High School football games, listening to the Violent Femmes.
Good, they were a great
we
band.
Would tailgate.
Yeah, I think they play that. They used to play that occasionally at for the Brewers games. Out
Since
there.
My parents have both passed, sometimes we'd sneak the Lineys out and be in the high school football game parking lot drinking Lineys.
Speaking of that, it is the What Makes Wisconsin Great
The drinking
great
age
tour.
Was 19. That was the thing that made Wisconsin great that no longer does.
Well, that
although, given that my daughter might want to go to the University of Wisconsin, I might be okay with 25.
It's the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour. I'm Todd Alball, along with Trigby Olson. He usually joins us on Wednesdays, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. He grew up here in Wisconsin. He is back for the week in Wisconsin, going to be traveling with me all week. Next up, after our lovely time here at Culver's, tonight, Trigby, people can come out if they're in southwest Wisconsin and join us at the Phoenix Center at a little bowling alley from 6 until 7:30. Now, here's the deal. each one of these stops that we're doing throughout the week, from 6 to 7:30, we're going to choose a local watering hole, invite you down. We're going to pick up the first round of beer or soda, whatever you're drinking, and then buy some cheese curds. And there's no big agenda here. We're not getting overly political. It's just a chance to come out, meet and greet one another, hang out, have a beverage, and talk about all the great things that make Wisconsin great.
Harley's roar, egos soar. Packers are going to score a lot this year.
You think they are?
Oh, they're going to be so good.
By the way, if you haven't heard, Trinity is a Green Bay Packer owner, like so many of you out
and
there.
And we're going to Green Bay, and my daughters both ordered chunky Packer sweats. So chunky we're going to have Packer to make a little sweats. Talk about places that make the – hey, isn't it – it's like the – it's the – the not the Hall of Fame, the pro shop,
yeah,
tent sale.
Yes, on Friday.
There you go.
The kickoff day to the Packer Pro Shop tent sale.
While I think the Packer Pro Shop is one of the things that makes Wisconsin great too. Oh my God! And I found the just up from the university bookstore is where they sell all the Wisconsin swag.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this! I got my jersey. I got my hat.
It's a great story.
I remembered a hat this time, Todd. Talk about a rookie.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, I am going to need it.
You know, a little chilly here in Wisconsin next couple of days.
Take the boy out of Wisconsin, but the boy forgets.
But you remembered.
Well, I did this time, but you remember when I was in. Yes. Yeah, last time it didn't work out very well for me.
If you'd like to call in our last half hour, by the way, we're here in Culver's because the first hour we really focused on the Culver's story, the founders, Craig and Lee Culver, all the giving they do to our communities, whether that's through farmer programs and supporting local FHA or local FAA, pardon me, maybe FHAs too,
but, yeah, right.
But FAA programs. And also, I mean, over $5 million they've given to the farmer programs Culver's has, and also $7.5 million to over 4,000 employees in the form of scholarships and locally in the company where the headquarters are at in the Sauk City area. Area there, Prairie du Sac area, giving away money to public education there. So when you buy a butter burger, when you get some custard, you know, you're also supporting some great local communities as well.
Yep. And we're doing this. We paid for our own food. Yeah. Like we literally are stopping here.
Yeah.
Not because Culver's asked, but because we were like, Culver's is part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Right. We begged.
We did. We did. We'll pay for our own food.
Right. And Allison was great. Rich was great. And thanks to the founders, Craig and Lee Culver.
Happy to do
it
up
here. Yeah.
100%. Because it is what makes, you know, and it gets to the heart, like kind of what we were talking about. It gets to the heart of the fact that what makes, you know, Culver's great and what makes Richland Center great, it's like the heart of the community, right? Like what makes our small towns great in Wisconsin is community.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think much like you at River Falls, I'm proud of growing up in Richland Center, and it's a great place because people watch out for each other, I think, in small towns. And, you know, I know in larger communities it happens as well, but there's just a different vibe out here in rural Wisconsin. And, like, I'm proud and happy to live in Madison now, too, but I'm always happy to come home, always happy. My mom still lives here. By the way, mom and her friends, her lunch group, are having lunch here. And we have several local, they call themselves the Lindas because my mom's Linda and there are a couple other Lindas, so there's all the Lindas.
I think they got most of the world problem solved.
They do.
But that's the thing. You know what, Todd? I'm going to disagree with something you said a little bit.
Talk to you.
Like, I actually think, having lived in other places, it isn't just small town Wisconsin, across Wisconsin, people really look out for each other in ways that they don't in other places, both in the country and the world, at least the ones I've lived in.
No, I think
it's just different. It really is.
It's a unique community in rural Wisconsin. And I think as other people, if we've talked on other programs, when you come in on Wednesdays, you lost your mom not too long ago, and you talked very, very personally about when people came to help your family and offer condolences, they weren't asking your political stripes.
No, not at all. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, this is the other funny thing about people from Wisconsin, right? Like, so I was down in Florida for a couple of days with my daughters because my wife had to take a work trip. Mm-hmm. So I had them for, I didn't have them. Like, I was single parenting for spring break. So we went down to Florida for a couple of days and stayed at this place. And my younger daughter ended up, she falls asleep a lot. So she's asleep. The older one wanted to go sit in the hot tub. So we went and sat in the hot tub. This guy sits down. We start talking. he's from Wisconsin. He's from he lives in Onalaska, actually in Holman. Yeah. And we get talking, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to be back in Wisconsin in La Crosse." He's like, "What are you doing there?" I invited him to come to the event. He's coming. Said he was coming. That's like how Wisconsin people are. Right. And my daughter's like, "How did you know that guy? What are the chances?" I said, "I didn't. We just started talking. He's from Wisconsin."
If you meet somebody from Wisconsin, you're friends already.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, people think that maybe it's a little hokey that Tommy used to say that, but it really is true. It is true. It's 100% true.
And speaking of lacrosse, we're going to be there tomorrow at the on the campus of the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse, and then finding a watering hole tomorrow.
Oh, I know the name of the watering hole.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Houghton's Jackson Street Pub.
Houghton's Jackson Street Pub. We'll be there in La Crosse tomorrow night from 6 until 7:30.
And then Wednesday, we're going to be in Eau Claire.
Yep.
My alma mater on the campus. Actually, my real alma mater we're going to later. That's Water Street. Dooley's Pub. And we're going to Dooley's Pub. I like Dooley's Pub.
Yeah.
But Dooley's Pub used to be the site of the camaraderie, Kreitlow and I both talked about.
Yeah. Pat Kreitlow.
Greatest bar ever. Mm-hmm. And it burned down.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah. But that's all right. They built Dooley's Pub on it. Good.
I think we've alerted the authorities that Trigby's back in town.
Maybe. Maybe.
So, yeah, join us tomorrow.
We're over the chancellor. He's letting me on campus, which is amazing.
Oh, look at that. Chris from Janesville, WMDX, says, best Irish pub ever.
Dooley's?
Yeah, I guess.
It's fantastic. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you'd like to join the conversation about what makes Wisconsin great, what makes Culver's great, we're here celebrating their new bacon kickoff. And let me tell you, we both had it. Thumbs up. It's fantastic. And it's free. If you go to any Culver's today, you can get free bacon on any sandwich while supplies last. So give us a call. Talk Culver's. What makes Wisconsin great? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And let me see here. We have Joanne in Madison. Joanne, thanks for listening. What makes Culver's great to you?
Culver's has a special training program in many of its stores. I think all of its stores, but I know which stores have it here in Middleton and Madison, for people to work with older people most effectively. It's hard to navigate those menus. And being a little older and all that, I appreciate it, but I've watched how those wonderful servers at Culver's are able to wait long enough for people to spit out what they need to spit out and all of that, and how to ask the probing questions. All of that takes training. And every single Culver's person I've run into has had that training. So I'm comfortable, and my older friends are comfortable ordering.
I think that is such a great point, and I really appreciate you calling in, Joanne, and talking about that, because, again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, training, right? Yep. And you just don't have that in a lot of, especially what you might consider fast food or fast service restaurants.
Yeah, 100%. And actually, you know, the thing is with Culver's menu, it's really diverse. I just went back up there and was thinking maybe I should get some of the butterfly shrimp or the the fish fry.
And they have salads, too.
I know. And here's the thing. Is like, actually, I didn't know this until we went here. I think it was Dale who was saying, you know, about taking the supper club model.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what they're really exporting. Yeah. They're exporting the Wisconsin supper club, which I would like to just point out. I don't know if any other listeners have noticed this. You want to know one of the things that makes Wisconsin great?
What?
That we have brandy old fashions. And when you order a brandy old fashioned anywhere outside of Wisconsin, you get lectured.
That's true.
I was in Utah and I got lectured about alcohol. I thought, dude, I'm from Wisconsin.
And not by a Mormon.
The guy was. He was.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because I ordered a brandy lecturing. Old fashioned, and
it wasn't
old fashions have whiskey. I'm like, I'm being lectured in Utah about alcohol. I said, and he looked at me and laughed and said, "Yeah, by a guy who doesn't drink and a Mormon."
I went to Denver this year. I went to Fort Collins to visit my friend Joe and Rachel, originally from Wisconsin. And I went to the bar and I said, "Can I get a brandy old fashioned sweet?" And the woman looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language. And Joe goes, "You can't do that out here."
Yeah, you can't in Virginia either.
I know. It's weird.
It drives me nuts.
I know.
So when we go to Dooley's, we'll have to have brandy old fashioned.
Joanne, if you're listening, you're still there, Joanne?
I know.
I'm sorry, Joanne.
Joanne, honestly,
that's a part of the menu. If you're anywhere outside of Wisconsin, Joanne, don't order brandy old fashioned or explain ahead of time.
Joanne Krulas, our local news director, is sitting behind us. Oh. And heard us talking about Joanne.
You can't order a brandy old fashioned here, Joanne. We're at Culver's. Later on tonight, if you come to hang out with Todd and I, you can order one.
Right, exactly. At the Phoenix here in
town.
The
Phoenix, yep. Right there at the Phoenix.
But what Joanne said on the called in, she's absolutely right about the training for 100%. People who come in who might be older or seniors that might, it takes a little bit of extra time, right? The other great thing about Culver's is not only their training, but they hire all people with all abilities.
Yeah.
And I love that about them is they go beyond "we just don't discriminate" to, "hey, we're going to proactively find folks that might find it a little bit difficult to find a job because of their abilities, and we're going to bring them in and help them out and train them and give them value and worth." And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing about it is, so I mentioned the Culver's in River Falls, right? Mm-hmm. And in Hudson. So my mom ended up having Alzheimer's, and so we had some aging issues with that. And when she was kind of in the early stages, you know, one of the things, she would still go to Culver's and meet, because it was a place to see people, yeah, meet people, right? And, you know, she had like some former students, and some of the people, mm-hmm, just sort of reached out and said, "Hey, I think your mom's having a hard time," right? Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of gets to sort of how the whole local communities, people look out for each other, and yeah, and the role that places like Culver's play in these communities, because it's a place where people come.
Yeah,
people look out for each other, and they're trained to do that.
Exactly. It all goes back to the training. It goes back to the vision of the founders, Craig and Lee Culver. And that, as Dale Schultz pointed out earlier, it's something that they maintain because the Culvers are still out there in their own restaurants, 100%. You know, overseeing this. They're very hands-on and they care.
Yeah, and they're taking a little piece of Wisconsin and giving it to other places, which is
important. Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
And you know what? People who are listening, since we have some audience outside of Wisconsin, we're homers for Wisconsin.
100%. And proud of it, by the way.
You should come to Wisconsin. You should become a Packer fan. Particularly if you're one of those Flatlanders or the people who wear purple.
We're going to come back, wrap things up live from Culver's and Trigby Olson. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Culver's in Richland Center, Wisconsin, as a part of our What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trigby. I'm Todd. He's Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. He will be with me all this week. Trigby, we're going to be at the Phoenix Center, the local bowling alley in Richland Center tonight from 6 until 7:30. Anybody wants to stop on down. We will buy your first beer or soda and also some cheese curds. A good time will be had by all. And also the local group here, the offshoot of Patriotic Millionaires, Equity Now Group, will be there as well, talking about bipartisan solutions and what we could do as communities to bring folks together, just like Culver's. So it should be a good time, Trigby.
Yeah, it should be great. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. It was a short night for me.
He's been on a plane since early.
I had a late hockey game last night.
Did you play hockey last night?
I did. I did. Okay. Two games.
How did you do?
And I'm an old man for that. Well, honestly, my over 50 team, they're the worst. But we, you know what? If our listener who used to play for the Badgers, we know he's a goalie.
Yeah.
If he wants to move to Arlington, Virginia, and he's over 50, we could really use it.
What you need to do is hire Paul Brown. Shot to goal. That's what you need.
No, there were no shots and goals my over 50 team. No. The other game turned out better, but yeah, they're the worst hockey. Honestly, we would lose to a might team.
Well, Trigby will have a beer. Todd will probably have a soda because we're leaving tonight.
You know what I think is great about Richland Center?
What?
the fact that Todd Albaugh and Dale Schultz come from Richardson Center.
Well, I do. Dale grew up in Madison, but he's well, adopted that,
yeah,
Richardson
right.
Center.
He, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll claim him. That's fine.
Yeah, right.
He's been here long enough.
He kind of has.
Yeah. So we're going to take off after we do our event tonight, and we're headed up to La Crosse. Going to be at the La Crosse, you're going to be at La Crosse campus tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, Trigby, we're going to be at, what is it again?
Houghton's Jackson Street
Pub. Houghton's Jackson Street Pub from 6 until 7:30 in La Crosse.
We're going to party like it's Oktoberfest.
No, no, we're not.
No, we're not. Because we have to drive to Eau Claire.
Yes, we have to drive to
honestly,
Eau Claire.
We're old.
Yeah, we're going to UW Eau Claire, Trigby Olson's alma mater, his old stomping ground.
I have Wisconsin, different Wisconsin swag for every day.
Do you really?
But the one thing that I don't have is a UW Blue Gold.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I have no Blue Gold. I'm going to have to go to the bookstore. I know.
You don't have anything you imagine? Your alma mater?
How do you think we're going to have we're going to speak to the chancellor? Like, what's he going to think?
I have UW Richland gear, but they took away my college.
Right. You have no college. Right. I have no gear.
We make quite a pair.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
All right. And then we're going to be at Dooley's on Wednesday night.
Dooley's Pop.
6 till 7:30 downtown. Pat Kreitlow, by the way, host of Up North News Radio.
Make
an appearance at Dooley's, yeah. And also on the show from UW Eau Claire. That should be a blast.
There's so many girls from the 80s at Eau Claire who are probably wishing that they were there. All over the state. Oh my God, Trigby and Pat are back on Water Street.
I just want to mention, don't worry, we have not had anything to drink here.
No, we haven't.
Soda. That's
no,
it.
We've had the bacon.
Yeah, we had the bacon, which is fantastic.
Best bacon I think
on
I've ever
Thursday,
had.
We're at UW Stevens Point. And we're going to be having an event downtown Stevens Point that night. And Friday, we're going to be somewhere. Location to be determined. We have something special in the works. We'll see if it pans out. But Friday, we're going to be somewhere in Green Bay.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And if this goes well, maybe we can do another one of these.
Well, absolutely.
Because I told you the first time I went on your show, speaking of college and people that I knew, I got a call from somebody who was like, hey, are you on the radio up in Amory? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I think I am.
Actually, I am.
Because they were driving and they heard me on the radio talking to you.
Well, that's fantastic. We're happy to have you here, happy to have you back in Wisconsin, and happy to do this What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour all week.
Yeah.
Beer, cheese, and local radio with Trigby and Todd. This is what Wisconsin's all about, and we'll talk a little bit more politics as the week rolls on. But today we wanted to just make it about Culver's and custard and.
Well, you're back in the RC. Yeah, honestly, you walk in here, right. And honestly, it's like I don't know what it's like. But
and without getting overly political, I'll just tell you,
it's like the Beatles returning to Abbey Road or something.
It's better to be from the RC than the OC.
It is. It is. You're like Matt Gunderson if you're trying to be from the OC. Matt Gunderson, you know what? Gunderson is the opposite of Eric Hubde.
Right.
Or
that's a Wisconsin guy running
literally,
in
California. Yeah.
They
should swap.
One in your home state.
Yeah.
Well,
did you see? Well, all we'll right, get going yeah, about it later.
Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're all about the bacon today.
We're all about the free bacon. One last reminder, there is free bacon at all Culver's today while supplies last.
Hey, by the way, the guy in the booth over there, he didn't know about the free bacon.
Really?
He was going to go back and add something to his sandwich. I went walking by him like, did you try the free bacon? He looks at me like, what? And I'm like, yeah, free bacon today. They've switched the kind of bacon. It's
yes.
Really good.
It's
he's
fantastic.
Like, I'm going to go ask him if I can add it. And the thing is, because it's Culver's.
Of course we'll see.
Of course they're going to add it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
True.
So let's see here. Andrew from Maine says, Friday at Kreitlow Studio. Just wanting to see if Pat will be home or if they can sneak in while he's out. No, we're not going to. Friday in Green Bay.
No, we're in Green Bay on Friday. Wednesday, we're getting together with Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. The cops just went by. Yeah,
we should sneak into Pat's studio.
Right, yeah. All right, well, let me, in all seriousness, a big shout-out to the founders of Culver's, Craig and Lee Culver's, for allowing us to do our show here at Richland Center. Also to Allison, the Senior Marketing Director for Culver's, and also one of the vice presidents, now I found out, my former high school, he's still a friend, but we went to high school together here at Richland Center. Rich Majeski, now one of the VPs of Culver's. So we appreciate all of those folks at Culver's allowing us to be here today. The bacon is delicious. We can attest to that personally. Free bacon on any Culver's sandwich for the rest of the day while supplies last.
Seriously, like so what we'll year's class of Richland Center High School was that?
1988.
Wow. Think about it. They have a vice president of Culver's and a man with the most popular, or certainly maybe not the most popular, but soon to be the most popular and the best show in the 12 to 2 hour.
Now, best show on Civic Media between 12 and 2.
I'm not
going to
say Vicky is good competition, because but best show.
Trevi Olson, thank you very much. Also, thanks to former state senator Dale Schultz, local station manager Phil Nee at WRCO and WRCE, and of course Allison from Demmer. For the senior marketing manager, and Mr. Zomers for making it all work back at the Will headquarters. We'll see you tomorrow from La Crosse. On behalf of Trevi Olson, I'm Todd Albaugh. Mr. Zomers and Chris Andrews are producer as well this week. We thank you for listening. Stay safe. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you in La Crosse tomorrow.